absent today.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here. Would you please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer? Remain standing for the pledge. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. If you have not signed in as a guest, please do so. So, moving along, for approval of council minutes from July 21st regular session, any comments or corrections? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None from myself. Administration? May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
The minutes are approved as presented. Any pending old business? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
No, sir.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
None for myself. Administration? Anyone? Moving right along. Any correspondence this evening?
We have none.
Visitors this evening. I noticed some different faces in the audience who would like to address council.
Any?
If you would, please. Come up to the podium, state your name, your address, and your topic.
Okay. George Snyder. I live at 643 Vine Street, Clyde. I've been there about 6 years now. And from Spring Street to Amanda Street, it is like a raceway. Big time. And it's hard for us people that live there backing out of our driveways because people are on us right now. So I didn't know if there was anything as far as like those electronic speed meters that can be put on them streets to slow people down or anything like that, because I see them around the town now, different spots.
You're one of many who have been addressing the speeding issue in Clyde in the last several weeks, actually the last several months. We had a speed meter in front of my home on Main Street. All it did was, for some of them, they want to see how fast they can go by the time they get to it. Okay, the speed meter does not change the attitude. It's just an electronic device. It cannot ticket. It cannot pull them over. It cannot change the behavior.
It's an awareness thing, right?
It's an awareness thing that is pretty much ignored.
Okay.
So,
so there's no issues there as far as, I mean, no, there's no kind of anything.
The best thing we do when someone comes in is it goes through our chain of command, so Justin, our city manager, says something to Monty, our police chief, and they try to do some extra patrols. They try to do some things like that. It tends to be very seasonal also. It tends to be a summer issue for some reason.
But at one time, that was a four-way stop there at George and Vine.
Where the house was kind of...
Yeah, right on the corner. On the corner, yeah.
I don't know.
I remember it, but it's been years back. But I just didn't know. I seen them speed meters, and I was just wondering if there's anything in that somehow to slow them down, because they're really moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You know, I have my wish.
Yeah, there's been discussion at different times of bumps.
Speed ramps.
Yeah.
And it seems like that intersection, I see, like, a lot of near misses.
That's a blind, when you come around the turn, right, like where the bike trail is,
that's
sort of a blind intersection.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yes.
I
take your concern quite seriously. I mean, I live on Main Street. I see it every second of every day that I'm outside or what have you. And looking at the daily police log, I have noticed a ramp up in traffic stops.
Oh, good.
Both on Main Street and in some of our secondary streets. So our police officers are aware of it. I think they're making themselves a little bit of presence, a little more known, and with hope that we can tame it down a little bit. Okay.
That was just an issue that I was.
Appreciate your concern.
All right.
Okay. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, George.
Anyone else this evening wish to address council? All right, moving right along. We have a first reading of an ordinance this evening. So would you please assign a number and give the first reading?
Ordinance number 2026-57, amending and restating Chapter 349, Abandoned, Disabled, and Junk Vehicles of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Clyde to adopt objective point value vehicle criteria, establish alternative compliance options, a civil citation and administrative civil penalty process, and a chronic nuisance property designation, strengthen criminal and civil penalties, adopt the standard appeals process of Chapter 109, address disabled vehicles on public streets and vehicles incapable of conventional removal, conform the chapter to the Ohio Revised Code, and declaring an emergency. Whereas the City of Clyde, Ohio, the city is a municipal corporation and home rule charter city organized under the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio with authority under Article XVIII, Section 3 of the Ohio Constitution and its charter to exercise all powers of local self-government and to adopt and enforce within its limits such local police, sanitary, and other similar regulations as are not in conflict with general laws. And whereas the Council City of Clyde adopted Ordinance Number 2023-48 on May 2, 2023, enacting Chapter 349, Abandoned, Disabled, and Junk Vehicles of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Clyde. And whereas the enforcement experience of City Administration Police Department has demonstrated the need to streamline the notice, removal, and impoundment procedures of Chapter 349 to adopt clear and objective criteria for classifying junk motor vehicles, to strengthen its penalties and cost recovery mechanisms, to address disabled vehicles left upon the public streets, including vehicles with flat tires, and to establish procedures for vehicles so deteriorated or immobilized that they cannot be removed by conventional towing. And whereas this council adopted Ordinance Number 2025-51 on August 19, 2025, enacting Chapter 109 Standard Appeals Process to provide a uniform, consistent, and fair procedure for appeals of administrative decisions, and it is appropriate that appeals arising under Chapter 349 be conducted in accordance with Chapter 109. And whereas the council further finds that a graduated civil citation process, discretionary alternative compliance options, and a chronic nuisance property designation provide effective and proportionate tools for addressing habitual violations while preserving fair notice, due process, and hearing rights for property owners and vehicle owners acting in good faith. And whereas amendment of Chapter 349 is further warranted to conform the chapter to sections 4513.60 through 4513.65 of the Ohio Revised Code, including the notice standards of Section 4513.65, the storage, reclamation, and disposal procedures of Sections 4513.61 and 4513.62, and the protections afforded to collectors' vehicles. And whereas the Council finds that abandoned, disabled, inoperable, and junk motor vehicles and junk equipment constitute attractive nuisances dangerous to children, harbor rodents, and vermin, contribute to blight and the deterioration of property values, obstruct the safe use of the public streets, and endanger the public health, safety, and welfare, and that the adoption of this ordinance is in the best interest of the city and its residents. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, Chapter 349, Abandoned, Disabled, and Junk Vehicles of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Clyde, as enacted by Ordinance Number 2023-48, is hereby amended and restated in its entirety to read as set forth in the attached Exhibit A, which is incorporated herein by reference as if fully rewritten. Section 2, all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 3, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and the immediate adoption of this legislation will ensure the orderly administration of the city's day-to-day operations.
Okay. Rather lengthy read. So, this ordinance contains an emergency clause. I would entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
No.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. The rule has been suspended. Okay. Comments, administration?
So this is an existing chapter. It's updating some of the code for a more points-based comprehensive look. So we have an actual checklist for sure of criteria to go against, again, some updated penalties and things like that, just to make sure. We've run into a few cases of parts that can't be removed, boxed in vehicle, you know, just things in general. So, again, same code with some updates. It's been used effectively as we've ran along the process. It's just streamlining and getting it updated.
Thank you. Comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I think the code looks great. I like the specificity of it. I just disagree with the emergency clause. I think another 2 weeks for the public to review and have a chance to comment is granted. That's only my disagreement.
Okay. Mr. Shea?
I have nothing.
This has been a topic that I paid attention to for decades. I lived next to a place with dump trucks filled with trash for 20 years, and it took 20 years to get them moved. We revised some of this in this past 5 years and been able to move some of these issues out. This gives a little more clarity, a little more teeth, so to speak. Some of these cars or vehicles, whatever, continue to put a new license tag on it, but it hasn't moved in a decade because it cannot move, and it's just deteriorating, and it's deteriorating the appearance of the neighborhood and property values of those living next to that, and this is an attempt to try to lift that up and take care of it. So,
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to interject a little. So this something came up, a little math question for me. Rule 4-5, the rule suspension, says this council, I'm reading the Rule 4-5 in our charter, by an affirmative vote of a majority plus one of the members elected may suspend the rule preventing passage of any ordinance at the meeting in which it is introduced. So if we have 3 out of 4, I don't believe we've suspended the rule.
We do not.
Because our lowest majority is 3. And so I think that while the discussion all pens, we haven't actually suspended the rule, which is something that will change how we do this tonight.
Right. And I thank you for the clarity on that. So we'll consider this to be its first reading. The second reading of this to allow, as Mr. McMaster was alluding to, more input on this matter. So we've had the discussion on it. The next reading will be the next stated meeting. Is there anyone from the audience who has a comment on this legislation? Okay, this concludes the discussion of that. So the second reading will be the next meeting. Thank you for that clarity. Okay. Next, we're moving on to resolutions. So would you please assign a number to the next resolution?
Resolution number 2026-58, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. Whereas this council, in accordance with the provisions of law, has previously adopted a tax budget for the next succeeding fiscal year, commencing January 1st, 2027, and whereas the Budget Commission of Sandusky County, Ohio, has certified its action thereon to this board together with an estimate by the county auditor of the rate of each tax necessary to be levied by this board, and what part thereof is without and what part within the 10 mil limitation. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, Sandusky County, Ohio, that the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission in its certification be in the same or hereby accepted, and be it further resolved that there be and is hereby levied on the tax duplicate of said city the rate of each tax necessary to be levied within and without the 10 mil limitations as follows. Schedule A, summary of amounts required from general property tax approved by Budget Commission and County Auditor's estimated tax rates. General Fund, $477,547 approved by amount Budget Commission inside 10 mil limitation, 2.90 inside 10 mil limitation from the County Auditor estimate of tax rate to be levied. Police Pension Fund, $49,401 approved by amount Budget Commission inside 10 mil limitation, 0.30 inside 10 mil limitation from the County Auditor estimate of tax rate to be levied, total being $526,927,000 approved by the amount Budget Commission inside 10 mil limitation, and 3.20 inside 10 mil limitation from the County Auditor estimate of tax rate to be levied. Then Schedule B, levies outside 10 mil limitation, exclusive of debt levies, there are none. Be it further resolved that the clerk of this council be and is hereby directed to certify a copy of this resolution to the county auditor of Sandusky County.
Okay, you've heard the reading of Resolution 2026-58. Any comments, Mr. LeBen? Mr. Wiesner.
Well, I was before you 50 weeks ago with this exact same thing as I was the year before and the year before. So this is just our property tax dollars coming back to us. In the general fund, it's up about $5,500 from last year, and police pension fund, $574 more than last year. So this is just an annual process that we have to go through and have it signed to receive our money.
Thank you. Comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
I just hope sometime in my life, before it's all over, I will understand inside and outside millage.
I just don't.
Okay.
It's complicated. But anyway, that's what you're for, Frank. Thank you.
Right. So any comments from anyone else? All right. So may I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-58?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-58 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-59, authorizing the city manager to advertise for bids for various supplies and services for the needs of various city of Clyde departments for the year 2027, authorizing the expenditure of funds for the same, and authorizing a contract therefore. Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager be and he is hereby authorized and directed to advertise and receive bids according to Section 133.01A and 133.01B of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Clyde, Ohio, for the following named items of supplies and services for the operation of the various city departments for the year 2027, and to enter into a contract for said items with the lowest and best bidder thereon after prior consultation with and approval by this council. Diesel fuel off-highway, liquid aluminum sulfate, alum, hydrated lime, liquid ferric chloride. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be in the same as hereby appropriated and authorized. Section 3, specifications for the above items and other bidder information should be placed on file in the office of the city manager to enable prospective bidders to examine and obtain copies of same.
Okay. You've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments? Mr. LeBan.
Bidding for chemicals as annual and biannual, and here we are.
Okay. Comments from council? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
None for myself? Anyone? You may have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-59.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-59 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-60, accepting the donation of approximately 0.83 acres of real property, Sandusky County parcel number 32600000027-13, from YFH Properties Limited, and authorizing issuance of a charitable contribution acknowledgement in the form attached hereto as Exhibit A. Whereas the City of Clyde, Ohio, the city is a charter municipal corporation organized and existing under Article 18 of the Ohio Constitution and its charter, and is authorized by its charter and by Ohio Revised Code Section 9.20 to receive by gift real property for any public purpose and to hold and apply the same in accordance with the terms of the gift. Whereas YFH Properties Limited, the donor, has offered to donate to the city without monetary consideration certain unimproved real property located in the City of Clyde, Sandusky County, Ohio, identified as Sandusky County Auditor Parcel number 32600000027-13 and consisting of approximately 0.83 acres, the property. Whereas this council finds that acceptance of the property serves the public interest and lawful public purposes of the city, including without limitation such future municipal park, drainage, utility, right-of-way, or economic development uses as this council may hereafter determine. Whereas the donor has advised the city that it intends to claim a federal charitable contribution deduction under Section 170 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended, the code, in connection with the donation. Whereas under the code and applicable Treasury regulations, responsibility for determining and substantiating the fair market value of donated real property rests solely with the donor, who for any claim deduction exceeding $5,000 must obtain a qualified appraisal prepared by a qualified appraiser and file IRS Form A283 Section B with the donor's federal income tax return and the city as donee neither appraises donated property nor makes any representation expressed or implied as to its value. And whereas the city is willing to provide the donor with a contemporaneous written acknowledgement satisfying Section 170F8 of the code, substantially in the form attached here too is Exhibit A, and to execute the donee acknowledgement portion of IRS Form A283 upon presentation of a properly completed form, which acknowledgement by its terms and under federal law does not constitute concurrence by the city in any value claimed by the donor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The donation of the property from the donor to the city is hereby accepted, subject to review and approval by the law director of the form of deed and the status of title. Conveyance of the property free and clear of all liens, mortgages, encumbrances, and delinquent taxes and assessments, and the city manager being satisfied in consultation with the solicitor as to the physical and environmental condition of the property. Section 2, the city manager and solicitor are hereby authorized to negotiate all terms incidental to said transaction, including the payment of earnest money, preparing the necessary documents to make the transfer of said real estate possible, and perform any other work necessary relative to the purchase of said real property. Section 3, the city manager is hereby authorized to issue to the donor, upon completion of the conveyance, a contemporaneous written acknowledgement substantially in the form attached hereto as Exhibit A, and to execute the donee acknowledgement portion of IRS Form 8283 upon presentation of a properly completed form by the donor. Neither this resolution nor Exhibit A nor any acknowledgement executed pursuant hereto constitutes an appraisal of or any representation or certification by the city concerning the fair market value of the property, the determination and substantiation of which are the sole responsibility of the donor under federal law.
Comments on this resolution, Mr. Levin?
So hopefully you can all see it on the map and what this parcel is. I know, Zach, we've been through this thing with all the easements back there and landlocked in a way, but does have easements for access on multiple sides. There's a water line that runs right through the middle of it that's ours. Now, as we accept this, it has to be, there was a lot of first right of refusals, if I remember, Mr. Selvey. That was a whole big problem with this parcel as well. So as long as it's coming to us free and clear, our property surrounds it. They've tried to sell it for years. They can't. So he asked about giving it away. It kind of fits in with just make things a little easier to clean stuff up in the future, and we have little to no money in it, if anything.
Yeah, and I'll chime in that we haven't done title work on this. I'll go do my own research. There's a chance if it gets too complicated and there's, like, potential liability issue that we'll pay a true title office. Like, my law firm's not a title office, but I'm able to do my own title research. If I'm uncomfortable with anything, if there's a chance we want to get that title commitment because it covers us. But the first right of refusals would have to be either forfeited over time, depending on the terms of them. Some of them expire after 10 years, 20 years, what have you. Some of them go forever, and you'd have to get the – we'd have to have them kind of decline it first. So we'll see. I would say there's a 90% chance this goes through, but there's a real chance out there that something pops up. So right now you're ordering us to do it if it makes sense, and we'll come back to you if there's something that makes it potentially more precarious.
Yeah, there was one signer that still – last we knew it was Prometica that was holding up any sale of the property before. I think most of the other signers had been cleared or been deemed expired. There was failed businesses that don't exist. A lot of medical stuff in there. And last I was told, there was one person that was signing off, and they just wouldn't sign off unless somebody planted trees next to it or something. And it was like, well, I mean, no. So either give it away or not. So he wants to give it away. We'll see. I mean, there was – this has been going on this parcel for, I don't know, probably 3 years of some state of him trying to sell it and just cannot unload it. So we'll see. Like I said, 90% chance, but still we're not going to take something we can't do anything with or, you know, just gets locked us into more work. So we'll see.
Additional comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
Zach, time frame on this, potential time frame.
Months? If we – I'll know a time frame in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I'll know if it's free and clear and all this stuff is handled and we don't run into a single headache, yeah, we own it within 30 days. If we run into that headache, and one of the things we need is a signature from Joe Schmo out there that is some unknown person that we have to track down, then that time frame I just is out of my control.
Sure.
But I'll have an answer within the next 2 weeks, because my guess is early to mid next week when I have a gap in hearings at the courthouse. I'll go into the quarters and do my title work.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Comments from anyone else? Questions? Okay. May I have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-60?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-60 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-61, establishing wages and other benefits for electric department personnel. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, the following biweekly pay rates for electric department personnel are attached hereto and marked Exhibit A and are hereby established, becoming effective starting with the first pay period payable after passage of this resolution. Section 2, all other benefits previously granted in the attached Exhibit B and not addressed herein or by personnel policy shall remain in full force and effect. Section 3, any ordinances, resolutions, or contractual provisions inconsistent with this legislation are hereby repealed to the extent of any such inconsistency.
All right, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments?
Light and Power is about 2.5 years out of their wage increases, so that is all now cleared up, and this gets them up to where they were supposed to be in the first place.
Thank you. Mr. Meek?
I just had one question. The apprentice at step 9, I noticed the wages went down. Is that correct, or is that a mistake?
No, he had a different.
We'll actually see for the next year. We don't have anybody even close to that step, but these are all going to get compressed. And I think he did a new percentage scale. Yeah, I don't know. That's what he sent me. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we only have one up to step 5. There's actually no one that will be there before that's corrected anyway. And these will probably, in the next year, we'll go to actually just 4 steps. So.
That's all I have.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Sherry?
I have nothing.
Nothing from myself. Anyone else? Any comments? We have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-61.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye. This resolution has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-62, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with American Structure Point Incorporated for the planning and design of a pedestrian bridge as part of the Clyde Nature Trail Project. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager is hereby authorized to enter into an agreement with American Structure Point Incorporated to prepare design plans for the construction of a pedestrian bridge as part of the Nature Trail Project, as per the attached agreement. Section 2, the expenditure of funds for such services shall not exceed $131,400 and is hereby expressly authorized and shall be taken from the Clyde Nature Trail Project Fund 203. Section 3, that inasmuch as the services to be performed are of a professional nature, any bidding requirements imposed by law are hereby waived. Section 4, the city manager is further authorized to execute any change and or additional work orders at agreed upon pricing by the City of Clyde and American Structure Point Incorporated.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Mr. LeBen.
So we'll, since this was not like truly in the budget, and I did ask for them to break down the annual cost for this year, will be no higher than $57,400. Next year, roughly the additional $74,000. And we might not even get into that full amount. The initial will be $28,000 for them to get started on the preliminary design. The FEMA map is why we wanted to start on this quickly, because it'll probably take around 9 months for this. As we get into next year, we have that $125,000 reimbursement from the state capital fund, and we have a private donation of a six-figure amount coming as well. So all this is reimbursable on what we're spending, except for technically a few thousand dollars if you're only looking at the grant. But those come next year. So Frank and I will be working on where we're starting these appropriations to move some money into that fund temporarily to get this project kicked off and started, since it'll probably be about 2 years before we'll even get to actually doing any bridge anyway, if we start now.
Comments, Mrs. Meek?
No, you covered it good. You made some questions for me and then answered them with the next sentence, so I have nothing.
Okay. Mr. McMaster?
Yeah, he answered what I had written down to ask. So I'm good.
Mr. Shea?
No questions.
And answered my question as well. So if anyone takes a look at this, you can just understand the incredible bureaucracy it takes to be able to get things done within a community.
Yeah. The FEMA map, both sides, should take roughly 18 months in total, 9 months for the initial, and then the final. So we've got 2 years, honestly, starting today. And like I said, they expected no more than 58,000 roughly this year. So, I mean, we've got funds. We can even, the private donor, I said, if we can get in a pinch, can you help? Absolutely. So, but they're just all expecting to get this next year. And next year we should see a good, healthy amount of funds coming in for the bridge build and other things. We're going out for Clean Ohio grants and some others. So it's all covered. At the end of the day, we're just fronting the money for the time being.
Any other comments, questions?
Where is this located at?
Between community park.
Park and the reservoir.
Mm-hmm. Is it behind there, the pool is stuff down from there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That trail back there.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that exit at, out the other side of the reservoir?
You can get up to the Flo Lopez Memorial Waterway right now, because right now you can't. That is what it's called. It's got a sign out there.
It is. There's a sign.
Not the gate. So, yeah, you can get back there. We're still working on better access to it. But, yes, you can get down to the lower shelter house of Community Park. And you can walk back there. We have a little sign back there, but you can't cross the stream yet unless you want to get your feet wet. And so this is the bridge that's going to go in. So then the other side comes out right on Limerick Road. So there is, you can basically get on each side, you can get about halfway right now. And then you get stuck.
Yeah. Right now it looks like an ATV trail.
Yeah.
Like you can walk it, but it's...
I've walked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the bridge to actually get it connected.
Okay. Any other comments? We have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-62.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-62 has been adopted. That is it for the legislation this evening. So we will move on to administrative report.
Most of it I spent working on this. And there's some other fun ordinances coming as well. And then we had some fun in the building today. Been a fun, eventful time. We'll be working on some security upgrades. Just so you know, we'll probably have access to the administrative side of the building closed for the next few days, depending on people in the community. Probably finance, too. We'll still make it available with a sign for people able to get in. But just working through some things. So other than that, no, didn't really have much.
Financial, Mr. Weiser. Right.
As Mr. LeBen said, we will be limiting access to the finance office until we are given other directions to open it back up. Already talked with that to the staff about that, so we'll be taking care of that. Really, I gave you the update. The only thing is with the 2024 audit that is done, we will be scheduling that exit conference. Other than that, just the routine day-by-day work, and that's all I have tonight. Pretty simple.
Thank you, Frank. Council remarks, Mrs. Lee?
Nope, I was going to ask about an exit conference when I read that, but you answered that question too. Perfect. I just want to remind everyone that next council meeting I will be away at a conference and training, so that's all I have tonight.
Is that at Kalahari again?
It is not. I am going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
That's not a bad trip either. All right. Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
I have nothing tonight.
A couple quick things here. This was on my notes last meeting. I failed to recognize it, but I want to recognize Bill Brown and Harvest Temple Academy for their taking their time on Saturday to come and do all their annual cleanup on the streets and areas around. So we appreciate that effort, and please extend our thank you to all concerned. Okay. Thanks again. Monday, I had an opportunity to attend a Whirlpool event. The Trump administration's acting Secretary of Labor, Keith Sonderling was here to tour Whirlpool and to view the multi-million-dollar investment and expansion of their new production line. I've been through that plant many times. I sometimes feel like I work there, but it's ever-changing, and they have to constantly change and remain competitive. So the new line is currently being constructed, interviewing for new employees, and they're going to be adding 200-plus. So that investment is real, and the commitment from Whirlpool to the Clyde production plant is real and solid, and there was about 80 or so people attended that, and again, a nicely organized event. The speeding issues that we continue to hear about, have all the confidence, and I support our officers 100%. To have somebody on every street on every time is difficult. I know that we'll have this conversation with Mr. LeBen, and we'll have the conversation with Chief Campbell to try to ramp it up. But just as of a few days ago, I have a youngster that likes to see how fast he can go from stop sign to stop sign on Cherry Street. So I stepped out to try to just time to slow down because the neighbors have said things to me. But he proceeded to show me his IQ on one finger. Back in the old days, you'd be yanked out of the car by that finger, but you don't. Counsel here would advise me against that. But that's what we're facing. But it's not just kids with their first new car or anything like that. It's the tractor trailers rolling into town that 55, 60 miles an hour, God forbid one of these not be able to stop someday. So it is an issue. It's an issue we take seriously. We've been hearing a lot about it. I just hope we can address it. We can't eliminate it, but we can address it. So other than that, I have no additional comments. So any motions this evening, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And I move that this meeting be adjourned.
Second that.
Second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
We are now adjourned. Thank you all.